T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Thanks so much for being part of it. And big issues, big guests. I don't think you can get anybody I'd rather hear on this, anything really, than Geraldo Rivera. But I saw his tweet about the power companies, etc. And of course, his connection to President Trump. Geraldo Rivera joins us with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Geraldo, welcome in.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Well, tremendous. What are you up to?
Well, I just got off the air on Fox and Friends talking about the coverage of today's hurricane, Hurricane Florence, which, as you know, Dom, currently pounding the area around Wilmington, North Carolina. It's going to be there for a while. I think even Philly's going to get soaked behind this one.
I expected you'd be out there on a boardwalk or something, no?
You know, I'm jonesing. I really am. I've covered virtually every hurricane in the country for the last 49 years. But I was in Cleveland, and one thing led to another, and then I got there late and just couldn't get a crew, and I started. And then it just got too late.
The hardest
thing about a hurricane sometimes is getting to where the impact will be, because the roads are closed.
Yeah.
They're discouraging people from coming into the soon-to-be-affected area. So the adventure of getting there is often the most exciting. But anyway, I sat this one out, and I talked about it from the comfort of the Fox and Friends studio.
That was a good excuse. So, Geraldo, I saw your tweet. And look, the president's tweet without backup, I think, was – I agree about pushback versus Bush just taking the collar for Katrina, and Puerto Rico is more complicated. But the study, the George Washington University study, I think doesn't add up to the numbers they're throwing out there. I don't think anybody knows. And it was not a perfect response to this at all. But you tweeted out about the power companies, and you have a sense, I think, on the island of the conditions and the difficulty in dealing with some of these. Is that accurate?
It is accurate, Dom. You know, I love Puerto Rico. My father, one of 17 children, they lived on a sugarcane plantation. All the kids worked. On my mother's side, on my father's mother's side, Tomasa Rivera, we trace our ancestry back to the Taino Indians, who were there before even the Spanish arrived in Puerto Rico. So I have deep ties. I love the place. But the government there is befuddled. The power company, hopelessly inept and corrupt. PREPA, $6 billion in debt with a B.
Wow.
Bankrupt, criminally corrupt. I think that to blame Donald Trump for the misery that the two storms inflicted on Puerto Rico last year, I think it's grotesquely unfair, Dom.
Well, you are, just the best evidence anybody can put forward. So, and the study, Geraldo, is so, if you're going to go after him on this, again, it's an unforced error on the part of the media. It's fine to say he seems to be cavalier in some of his statements and tweets, but you got to be buttoned up with all the people you have with a better study than this to put claims out about 2,975 deaths.
I think that to understate the obvious, I think there was a generous, in this context, I recognize that is a bitterly ironic word, but a generous counting where a lot of people, for instance, on dialysis who couldn't get power, who were in the remote areas in Puerto Rico, couldn't be reached. You know, the power was out for such a long time. It's only now been restored almost a year later. What is revealed, I don't have time yet, but very quickly, what is revealed is that Puerto Rico is basically a third world country. There's the famed tourist areas, there mm-hmm. are selected suburbs, but you away from that, what the general outside public understands about Puerto Rico, the interior is extremely poor, the infrastructure extremely primitive in the best of times. You go to some of these towns and there's a public utility pole, and you see 40 extensions, tapping into their one source of electricity. I've been in Puerto Rico where they had a cloudy day and the power went out for the entire island. A fire in a power plant. The power goes out in the entire island. They live, the system there hanging by a shoestring. It needs incredible upgrading. And with a bankrupt power authority and all this inept corruption and money being siphoned off, $6 billion in debt. It's a public monopoly utility. The power was out. 70% of it was already out before the storm hit. I just see such intentional ignorance of the fact to make a hit on Donald Trump, and it is unfortunate. I'm getting tweets and emails now from Puerto Rican activists who are independentistas who want Puerto Rico to be independent from the country, calling me a traitor because I'm not jumping on the bandwagon to condemn Donald Trump as a mass murderer, which they're trying to do, just like the Washington Post article 2 days ago said he was complicit in, Hurricane Florence.
80,000 deaths a decade he's going to be complicit in, yeah.
I mean, it is, when you start reducing your concern for people's well-being to making a political hit on the opposition party, or in this case, the reviled president, you lose sight of what is necessary. What is necessary? They've got to rebuild completely. They've got to rebuild the utilities in Puerto Rico. They've got to privatize it. They've got to make it modern. They've got to hold people accountable where that money went. There's got to be grand juries. There's got to be a mature approach to this. To take a swipe at Donald Trump, the vast majority of the reporters and commentators taking the swipe never reported on Puerto Rico before, never cared about the well-being of the people in this colony that should have been a state a long time ago. But it is now a convenient lever to whack Donald Trump with.
I think it turns our attention to it. You seem to, whichever camp people are in, I think it would be much better off. And I'm sitting here, I've only been to Gitmo, I haven't been to Puerto Rico, and I defer to you on all this. Either become a state or become independent. Wouldn't either one of them be better than be in this quasi-colony like?
Absolutely. It's a stepchild right now, Puerto Rico, and the family of nations. It's not fish or fowl. It's not a country. It's not a colony, allegedly, but it is a colony, and it is treated like a colony. And for instance, I'll give you one quick example. In this Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria, the 1-2 shot that Puerto Rico took last year, they didn't have the same kind of relationship with other utilities. Now, North Carolina is getting battered now by Hurricane Florence. You can bet your bottom dollar that utility companies from Georgia and from Florida and
right.
from Kentucky and from Tennessee and from Virginia and the District and even to Philadelphia and further up toward here in New York, you're going to have utility companies rallying to the support of their colleagues in stricken North Carolina. That did not happen in Puerto Rico, part of the fact that it's an island 1,500 miles off the coast. Secondly, it has this ambiguous status. What the hell is Puerto Rico? Yes, Puerto Ricans are citizens. Puerto Ricans, like my dad, citizens. But they're not really quite equal, not until they get to the 48 states where they can vote. I think that Puerto Rico's got to be a state. It's enough with the BS about, giving Puerto Rico autonomy. We've seen what autonomy has done. It is a mediocre, transitional kind of status. Make Puerto Rico a state. Give Puerto Rico 2 senators, 3 to 4 congressmen, where the people of Puerto Rico have the right to speak out, the right to hold legislators and the executive and the president of the United States responsible for their actions or inactions. Right now, Puerto Rico is just begging. It's a beggar. And right now, power is finally restored, but people understand and come to understand that is poverty in the center of Puerto Rico, in the rural areas, that you would not abide, you would not tolerate if it was anywhere else.
Senator Geraldo Rivera sounds pretty good to me. Well, I couldn't see you in the Senate. You'd have to be an executive. They couldn't tie you down in the Senate.
Thank you.
Hey, Geraldo, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us today. What's next for you? Any big projects? Anything coming our way?
Oh, I got a lot coming up. I think I'm going to start a quick little radio show in my new hometown of Cleveland.
Excellent.
So I can just vent on a regular basis, doing a big Reels series on murder in the celebrity family that'll be debuting soon. And I've got my duties here at Fox, hosting The Five today, so tune in.
Okay, we'll be watching The Five. Thanks, Araldo. Thanks very much.
All right, Dom, thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.